Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Moss. I'm here with my girl Annalise. Oh, she's back, you guys. And we are with Ebo. Ebo, I'm so excited you're here with us. You guys, Ebo is a hip-hop artist from the San Antonio area. I have been peeping this girl's shows out for a while. I think I've been to like only 2 or 3 of your shows, but so amazing. You're so good at what you do.
Thank you. It made me so happy
to see like a female hip-hop artist like out here, because I do go to a lot of these, you know, smaller shows that happen around here because I'm trying to support local.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, you know, all male dominated, and it's great, right? Because, you know, I mean, you know, I'm there for it too, you know. But I was like, hell yeah. And I remember going right up to you. I saw you at the Sir Mix-a-Lot show. You opened before the Sir Mix-a-Lot show.
And
I remember going up to you and I was like, hey, we got to connect on Instagram and let's stay close, because I want to help you promote your shows and eventually get you on this podcast. So thank you.
Right. Which I'm so grateful for. Thank you. You definitely have opened some doors for me. Aww. So I'm extremely grateful. I feel like you never forget the people, you know, that really kind of just looked out for you when you were small,
yes.
You know?
Yes. So, yeah. And I saw you on, I'm going to shout out to, if this mic could talk, I'm my boys over there. Yeah,
the Montezu. I was like, okay, Montezu.
Yeah, you saw that connection there.
I saw the connection.
So shout out to that. That's but dope. Annalise and I are huge hip hop fans. Annalise, you know how we are. Like, that's just kind of like something we just both grew up on. And Annalise and I are both like, you know, different genres of music and different age groups and stuff, but we both have that like same love for hip hop. And I think that's the thing, is that hip hop kind of like can cross ages, age groups, generations, whatever.
Right. Right.
Where did it start for you? Where did this career kind of like kick off for you, where your inspiration was like, I want to do this?
You know what? So funny, but quick story. My dad, I just grew up in a, I don't even want to say musical, but just artistic household. Okay. My mom, she like is an artist. She also acts, you know, and then also I just feel like I was born right brain. You know, my dad, he rapped growing up. He took off for a while, moved to Atlanta. Like, he did his thing. That's just all I know. All I knew growing up. So I feel like, you know, I'd be at school and I'd be like, my dad's a rapper. Like, I'd be telling people like, it's a little kid. Like, my dad's a rapper. You know, everybody knew me by knowing my dad was a rapper, you know, it's like, Ebo's dad is a rapper. It was funny, but you know, just seeing them, you know, just kind of chase their dreams. And to this day, yeah, like my mom, she still acts, she still does her thing. I just feel like it was instilled in me. And then outside of that, I would go to my grandma's house pretty often while my mom was at work, my dad was in Atlanta doing his music. Mm-hmm. And I just be in there like nothing but space and opportunity. You know, I will set all my little dolls up on the couch and I'll be writing and I'll be like spitting to the dolls. Like,
wow.
You know, and that's it's crazy.
Your writing is so good. Like, I saw you freestyle at the block when we were at the block and I was like, man. Like,
thank you. I appreciate you.
Good lyrics. Like, I mean, like this, that reminds me of that. Like, I know I wanted to say who's kind of your inspiration, but like, I'm gonna age myself right now, but like Queen Latifah and like MC Light, like that's probably my first people that I remember listening to rap wise. And then obviously like Foxy Brown, Little Kim, people, you know, people like that.
Of course.
You know, but who, like, so your parents were your inspiration. I freaking love that, dude.
My parents are my inspiration, man. My parents and my brother too. My brother, he makes beats, you know, he does his own music too, but he's also like beats. So everything's just in-house for
Fountain
me, you know,
family,
it's like,
y'all.
Look, yeah, I can't go outside. You know, I feel like if I'm gonna be not like, you know, not in-house, I'm like, look, y'all gonna have to pay me. Like, it's supposed to be the opposite way, you know, the opposite way around, but I'm like, y'all have to pay me today. No, I'm just kidding. No, I truly, you know, if anybody knows me, they know I'm always open to collaboration. I work with just about anybody. You know, I feel like if your art is good, if I can support it, and it ain't talking about some crazy stuff, then
for sure.
I'm here for it. Yeah. But no, definitely Queen Latifah, MC Light. I get a lot of comparisons, actually.
You do have a, I would say, you remind me a lot of like a MC Light, for real, the way you just.
Yeah, they tell me that. Flow. And I feel like I also hear, like on my EP, a lot of people gave me Missy. It's like, oh, you give me some Missy. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll take it because she goes.
Yes.
She go too. But no, that's dope. That's dope. I'm glad we all on the same page, because Queen Latifah, MC Light, you can't go wrong.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Those things.
I know. I think yeah.
So I didn't know. I obviously like hadn't heard anything about you because I'm just not in San Antonio. And I feel like if I was, I would learn about you, you know, like a little bit. But yeah, so I, you know, I looked you up and you like used the light from Common, the beat.
Oh yeah, the beat.
Girl, no. I'm obsessed with Common. I photographed him many times. Like he's one of like, I love Common, but
he's cold. Common.
The way you flowed, oh my gosh. Like that was.
Thank you.
I told her, I was like, yeah, I'm excited now. Like I heard her music.
Yeah. Girl, you got me blushing. Hold on. No,
she's been listening to me like all morning. She was like, man, her vibe. I was like, I know. I was like, she's instant. If you meet her, you feel the vibe even stronger.
And it's like, you know, like you're a woman in an industry. I'm an engineer, like by, you know, like my profession. And like, I'm the only woman in some of these rooms or in some of these, you know, meetings. Mm. And it's hard, you know, like not only that, but like, we're looking to start a family. And so I'm like, how is being a mom going to play into this male dominated industry that I'm in? And then I see not only like, are you in the industry putting in the work, but you're a mom as well, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, how hard like to break through, you know, as a hip hop artist, but also as a woman and a mom.
You know what? I had my son I found out I was pregnant with my son and I kind of hit like a little bit of a roadblock and I was like, okay, how am I going to still push my dreams? But yet, you know, like I really battled with that through like, through my whole pregnancy, I just kind of battled with that. And he had to be like a month old or something. And I woke up one morning and I was like, I'm a mom in music. Like, you know how many moms in music there are, you know? And I was like, God, you playing with me. Like, this is a whole brand. I'm about to launch this brand, which is a shameless plug, MIM. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, it was like, I was empowered by that on my own, but I feel like I can empower so many other, you know, women and moms or just women in general too, because not everybody, you know, is able to be, you know, be a mom or they have their issues with, you know, becoming a mom. So
yes.
I just felt like, you know, this can be empowering to just about any woman, but specifically moms. Mm-hmm. So for me personally, I have found it to be, for me, it's everything because I don't have to say yes to certain things and I'm okay to say no to certain things.
Yes.
If my son, like, my son can't be there, it got to be a good opportunity for me to come and my son can't come.
Yeah. You know, your family, you guys travel in family. Yeah. Your husband and your son right there on the side.
Right. You know, that's the brand, you know, brand that I'm true to. Yeah. So that's my whole mission. So what would I look like if I'm like always taking opportunities, you know,
in your family
that
come.
Contradict that, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I want to change the narrative when it comes to, like you said, being, you know, even as an engineer, just change that narrative and be like, you know what, everybody tells me, your son is so good. Like, he's just so still. Oh, I'm performing. He's dancing. Mm-hmm. All eyes on him because he's dancing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, since he was a baby, I always wanted to like put him in that space so that he can learn how to adapt, you know, because a lot of times we separate work from family life, but it's like, why can't they merge? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm excited for where it's going to go.
Yeah. and that's what's awesome about it is because you're balancing the family life by including the family life with this career. I mean, what an amazing way to put all that together and a way to balance it, because it does work for you. But just for everybody who doesn't know Ebo Mim, like, tell us about the brand and what that, you know, what the name means and everything like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so of course my stage name is Ebo, EBO. I had a meeting with, I don't know if you know Kelly Kincaid, she's Sway's, producer.
Oh, Sway, yeah, producer. Okay. I've heard her.
But anyway, yes, the whole point of me sharing that is that she, you know, we had like kind of a mentorship going on, and she was like, I think that you need to, like, your stage name can be Ebo, but I think that you need to include that MIM when it comes to like when people search you, because it's just going to be really easy for them to find you and then, you know, mesh you with your brand. So that's why you see Ebo MIM, because it's like everywhere, Ebo MIM, just people know that's Moms of Music, that's me. And it also sparks cool conversation because they're like, what's MIM stand for? You know? Yeah. But yeah, so Moms and Music is a brand that I created just to help elevate, my whole mission is to elevate, celebrate, and bridge the gap between music and motherhood.
I love it.
And so I'm just here to just, like I said, just change that narrative. I hope I inspire not just moms, but just anybody to feel like that they can merge their dream with their career, you know, with their dream, with their family life, and not feel like that they have to choose between the two, you know, because that really could break a lot of people. A lot of people feel like, you know, I can no longer chase my goals and my dreams because I have to take care of my family.
No.
Facts. Yeah. And I'm like, nah, like, this is very much possible. Mm-hmm. You just have to create your own lane. And then people like Kelly told me, people have to respect your lane, you know, and they're like, you know, you want to fly me out to Paris, like fly my family out to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That just is what it is. It's like, I come as a package deal, you know? So that's what Moms in Music was created for. And then I just want to just create merch, just stuff. My whole merch is just like comfortable stuff that us as moms would want to put on. You know, you could easily throw on a bucket hat or a hoodie or like some sweats. Like if you see me perform, if you see me perform, 9 times out of 10, I don't have on, like, I'm not dressed up. Unless it's like that kind of engagement. But most of the time I'm just me, you know. I'm just me in my own element as a mom doing music.
Yes. Know? So are you hoping to take the Moms in Music to what's that next level that you want to take it to?
Yeah. I'm hoping to take Moms in Music. I'm hoping to just get some kind of like recognition from
industry,
local moms, but industry moms too. You know, I've had some conversations with Queen. Shout out to Queen Naija. She's so dope. But she's, you know, once she kind of just gets situated with everything she has going on, she's saying that she wants to share it. So I'm praying that actually falls through.
Yeah, I mean,
she's really a dope mom of music. Yeah.
I see like a conference. I see like starting from there and then maybe taking it to different places, like doing one in San Antonio and then doing one in Dallas or Houston, you know, because I feel like there are so many Moms in Music.
Southwest Meetup. Right?
Yeah,
you know what? That is so. Look, I need y'all to just come on, work.
This is where I come in. I'm about to help you plan some shit real quick.
No, for real, that's dope. That's
I literally can see you having conferences, and you know, we're performing, we're talking about it, we're just getting everybody included, and. You know, the way they can just come and see and they can bring their kids and it's family friendly, you know, and it's all that. So, man.
Yeah, no, that, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because in April, I'm hosting the first MIM Fest.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, I'm looking at April 22nd. I know. So y'all definitely got to come through.
Yes. Let me know.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yes, I will. Maybe we can have Mata Zoo, you know.
Yeah.
Part of the thing.
I got you there.
I'm just saying. But yeah, so like you said, I wanted it to be like family friendly. Everybody can just come through. Anything that I do is always family friendly. I host another event called Coffee and Color that we had our first one a couple Thursdays ago at Halcyon. That's our home base, which is the coffee and cocktail spot at Brick of Blue Star.
Yes.
It was packed in that joint. It was so packed. It's a whole vibe, something that I feel like is hard to experience here in the city, especially. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yes, to your point, I want to create things that families can come to. And I feel like it'd be dope to take, like you said, a conference, you know, create a conference surrounded around MIM. And then maybe that can turn into like a mini like MIM Fest on the last day or something.
For sure.
Yeah,
that'd be
really cool.
I hope also for it to eventually maybe even become a show. Mm-hmm. I've been approached. And just kind of entertain the idea of it eventually becoming a show. But my focus right now is just to grow an organic following so that it makes the show more believable, you know?
For sure.
But yeah, so that's kind of where I want to take MIM. And then just wherever God, you know, whatever else God has, you know, in mind, that's where I'm gonna go.
Yes.
I got to get y'all some shirts.
Oh my gosh, for real. Yes, we would definitely sport those.
I guess as an artist now today, like, where do you see the future of hip hop going? Like, I mean, we've seen where it's come. It was 50 years, right? This year was 50 years of hip hop.
Yes.
Dang, that's dope. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
They did that performance at the Grammys. Was
it
the
Grammys? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're right.
Yep. Yeah. That's the only reason I know. I don't, but Yeah, but like, where do you see it going? I mean, you know, because I mean, it's still pretty young, you know what I mean? But
it is, it is. I, you know, that's a good question. It's hard for me because I know that I'm gonna be somewhere up in there. I know that when you ask me where it's going. But I hope that I can kind of change the energy and the movement surrounded around hip hop, because I do feel like in a lot of senses it's watered down.
Yes.
You know, it's like really, like she put that song out and it went viral, like really.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or he or just whoever. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like,
So, and that's why when I, you know, I saw you, I liked your flow because it did remind me of the MC Light. And I feel like that type of music, because, you know, when you're speaking, you're telling your story. Like, I miss the hip hop where you told a story, where it wasn't just about you know, and nothing against like some of the stuff that comes out now, but it's hard for me to relate to some of it.
I mean, resonate, you know, with it, yeah.
Yeah, because it's not really like that same like hip hop telling a story type of thing that I grew up on, like with how it was in the 80s, like when I was growing up, you know, it was just all about storytelling. Yeah. And, you know, and what block you were on and what you did and how you did this and how you did that. And I love that about your music. I remember you threw in like a San Antonio neighborhood. Like I can't remember the exact words, but I know that you can spit that rhyme where it's like you threw like a whole thing. I was like, hell yeah, Evo.
Like your latest like album, I think, that's on your website, the first song that it's down. Okay, yes, that. No, I didn't even, I was like listening for maybe 30 seconds and I was like, I'm done. This is it.
You're done. Yes, no, I appreciate you.
Yeah, because it's hard for me too. Like I feel like I listen to hip hop less because of what's out in the mainstream now. And sometimes I just want to chill and I just want to hear something real. Like, I don't want to hear about partying, even though I do like to party, but you know, sometimes I want to hear something real. And yes, I feel
that's real. No,
good way of saying it, Annalie.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And like just a little backstory on the EP that you were listening to. I created that as a kind of like a chronicle of my life to this point. So each song is of course the intro, the outro. Intro is like, you know, called the countdown, just like where I'm from, you know, that kind of thing. Talk about my story a little bit. It goes into the to sex symbol, because that's me at my life, you know, point in life where I'm figuring it out, before I met my husband, before I had my son. It's like, you know, they told me I had to be a sex symbol just to be a success symbol. Like that's the fight. And then I go into what it got me like, because then I meet my husband. It's like, hey, you know, he got me like, yeah. You know, go from that. Right. Facts. go straight from there to Eyes of Zion, because, of course, I have my son. It's the only, you know, the Eyes of Zion watch me. It's the only eyes I see, basically, is what it's saying. And then we just drip into In My Bag. And because after you got my husband, my son, like, okay, I'm finding myself.
Yes.
You know, I'm in my bag. And that ends when I'm a boss. So I'm saying all that to say, you know, I feel like that I can make fun music, and I can make music that creates a message. But then if you go to the last couple of songs, like In My Bag and I'm a Boss, it sounds fun, but if you listen to it, it's really deeper than what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then also, like, none of it has curse words. So it's like, your kids can jam this, you know?
Yes.
Even Got Me Like, you know, Got Me, I mean, and that's real. Like, we all have, you know, we married or in relationships, whatever, we grow, you know? So pretty much all the music that I make, for the most part, is all, you know, PG.
Yeah, but PG. that's the beautiful thing about it, is that you're showing a different side of it, because, you know, I feel like hip hop sometimes, you know, it does get a bad rap because all you hear is like what's on the mainstream radio, and it's like everything's bleeped out, and it's about, you know, this and that, doing this and this.
Pop it, twerk it.
Yeah. And it's like, and that's really not what it's all about, because, I mean, here we are, three educated, you know, lovers of hip hop. And we're all totally fine and sane. Like, we're not, you know, crazy.
Facts,
we're not doing anything crazy, you know? So it's like, I feel like in my past, in my life, you know, cause I'm from Detroit. So I grew up in a, you know, predominantly urban neighborhoods from the hood. I'm from the hood, you know.
It's so cold and, in the deep. Okay. I had to just say that. I'm sorry.
And, you know, and I feel like I've been, you know, when I moved over here, it was like, oh, you're from Detroit. Like, you know, and it was like, I feel like I get judged because I grew up on hip hop, rap, and R&B. Like the people hanging in my, I mean, it's so funny because I remember my dad would be like, "Who is that?" I had Jodeci and Albie Shore, and those, you know, my first cassette tape was "Raising King of Rock," "Raising Hell." Those were my first, like tapes that I listened to in my ear. And I remember I used to listen to them in my ear, but like in my headphones because I didn't want nobody to hear. I was listening to this crazy music because I'd be like, they would be like, "Who's this little Mexican girl listening to?"
Live your truth, Marissa. Live your truth.
Because back then there were really no Hispanic.
I know it was a
rappers.
Little different. Yeah, like
it was different. It was like all hip hop. It was like there were hardly any Hispanic rappers. I mean, it took a couple years for like, you know, people to come out of the woodwork. You know, like Mellow Man Ace. I feel like Mellow Man Ace and Kid Frost were like my first like Hispanic Kid LA. Kid Frost.
Yeah.
They were like my
first. That you resonated with.
Literally talking about this like yesterday or really? Today. Yeah, because I told Juliana, I felt like I'm from a little border town. It's 95% Hispanic. And I felt crazy for liking hip hop. Like I felt crazy because people just didn't understand it. And then I came to college and I was like, oh, so there's other people out here.
That's dope.
I didn't feel crazy. I was like, man, like if anybody listens to me hearing this, what are they gonna think? Like I'm weird.
Right.
Like, the weird hip hop girl.
If you take me to karaoke or something, you gonna be like, how you know all these country songs? But it's just Same. You know, y'all are well-rounded individuals. We are well-rounded. It's okay.
I love
you know, and a lot of great music is birthed from being inspired by a different genre, you know, and it's like, matter of fact, I'm working on a record with I don't know if y'all know Shane Marie, but she's super dope. She's I don't even know if she considers herself country or bluesy. I would say she's very bluesy, but okay. I'm like, look, you know, this, I mean, look at Eve and Gwen Stefani, like not to say Gwen was like country, but I'm saying like two different genres.
Crossover.
Yeah, merging. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I love that.
I love that y'all live y'all's truth.
Yes, we do. We do. We very much do. And I feel like I really hope we get to hear you on the radio one day. You know, we get to hear you in mainstream.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I just told Annalie, like I am pulling for you so bad, so hard, because I really think that you have a gift and it needs to be like heard and seen and recognized and all that, because it's unique. And you're creating something new. You're creating like kind of like a whole new niche, because the female rappers out here right now are not the, you know, moms and music. And if they are, they're not telling that story. So, I feel like once you get this push through and somebody can, that hopefully can help you get to the next level, will get you there, because you 100%, 1,000% belong in this industry.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you all see me, you know what I'm saying? I'm visible to you, and that you took the time to really listen to my message and just, you know, allow me to just interview with y'all. So,
and we're thankful for connecting, for the connection, because like Annalisa, I listened to her music. She, like, I literally have the message from Annalisa, like, girl, I listened to her music this morning, is literally what I needed, because, you know, we had like a rough morning, both of us. And we were just like, she literally just listened to your music and was like, it's what I needed. Like it just took me.
Oh man.
You know? So, I mean, like, it doesn't get any better than that, Ebo. It doesn't get any better.
I appreciate that.
Tell everybody where they can follow you, what you have coming up in San Antonio, so we can, because, you know, if anybody can come out to your shows, but tell us what you got coming up, where they can follow you, how they can support.
Yes. So Instagram is the only thing that's ebo.mim. Mm-hmm. And I had to put that dot in there because they tried to play me. Mm-hmm. So ebo.mim on Instagram. Everywhere else is ebo.mim. So TikTok, Facebook, Like, you know, my website, ebomim.com. So just type ebomim, streaming platforms everywhere, ebomim. Nice. And then some stuff I have coming up is Coffee and Color is this Thursday, 7 to 10. I call it a flavorful open mic. You go to a lot of open mics, but a lot of them don't really have a lot of different flavors, which is where the coffee comes in at. So come get you some coffee, a cocktail, something. It's every other Thursday. Okay, so I don't know when this interview, I think you said this drops Friday. So every other Thursday.
Every other Thursday from that. Okay.
Well, yeah, the next one will be the Thursday after next. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And then MIM Mondays drop every Monday. And then last but not least, April 22nd is the day we're looking at for MIM Fest. I want to create a really Coachella-ish vibe, you know, family friendly, you know. So it's going to be out on a green lawn, a dope stage. It's just really going to be a vibe. So come out, get your little face painted and wear your best festival clothes and we'll see you there. And it's an all-female lineup. The whole lineup is females.
Heck yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's women, so amazing. Yes. Thank you so much.
Likewise, thank you.
Like I said, the vibe is always so good. Annalie, when you meet Ebo, you're gonna see what I'm talking about. But you just bring that good vibe. And I'm just glad that we're here able to just help spread the message.
Likewise. I mean, Marissa, of course, we've encountered each other multiple times and it's always love, you know.
Yes.
And Annalie, just me meeting you just through here, I already feel a connection to you and I haven't even met you in person just yet. You know, so I'm super grateful. Yeah, let's work, let's collaborate, let's help each other, be great, you know. I'm always here to just help the next, you know, woman, mom, whatever you have going on.
I'm sure Annalie can keep her ear open for anything happening in Austin that maybe you can join the lineup or come out and even just spread the message.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
You guys, thank you so much for listening to Girl Talking Mas. We appreciate you and make sure you're listening to us on the Bapita Podcasters Network.
Bye. Thank y'all again.
Bye, guys. Bye.